and welcome to this episode of the Maryland Risk Management Education Podcast. My name is Paul Geringer, and I'm the Extension Legal Specialist here in the Department of Ag and Resource Economics at the University of Maryland. And today we're back on the podcast and have a new episode featuring Julie Walker, who is a recent graduate of Drake Law School. She has an Ag and Food Law certificate and has been working for me for the past 2 years as a research assistant. And most of that time has been focused in on bankruptcy and looking at Chapter 12. We had started this off just thinking that resources needed to be made available to help producers and lenders and other folks who hadn't dealt with the Chapter 12 process to better understand what Chapter 12 is and how it is an option in certain situations. We didn't know it would get done right in the middle of a global pandemic when crop prices would drop and livestock prices would drop, and it may actually need to be used more now. We hadn't. So I will turn it over to myself and Julie and let Julie do a little bit more of a formal introduction of herself. Hi, Julie. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do and why you're on today?
Sure. So I'm originally from New Hampshire. I have my bachelor's in sustainable agriculture and food systems from UNH. I recently graduated from Drake Law School in Des Moines, Iowa, and there I earned my JD and Food and Agriculture Law certificate. And I'm on to talk about agricultural bankruptcy today.
Which has been the project you have been working for me on for how long now? About almost 2 years trying to get stuff put together?
Yeah, I think it's been about that long. Law school really gets in the way of everything.
It really does. And by the time this comes out, hopefully your publication covering Chapter 12 is officially released.
Came at a great time, and just the economy keeps getting worse and worse. So.
Exactly. So yeah, hopefully, I mean, it is a bad time, but hopefully people can get some good use out of it. But yeah, you're here today to talk a lot about bankruptcy. So the first question kind of for you is, if some farmer, anyone is struggling to repay debts, what are their options in all of this?
So when individuals are having trouble meeting their obligations, they can do a few things. First would be to reassess their budget, or if they don't have one, make one. Seeing where your money is going each month can really help you. So if there are any expenses you might be able to cut, and seeking the advice of a credit counselor can be really helpful as well. Second, consider selling things you don't need or taking up a side hustle for extra income. Also, I would recommend reaching out to your creditors, because many offer alternate repayment plans and other options. And it's in their best interest to work with people, because getting their money back, even if it takes longer, is better than nothing. They're usually more flexible than people initially realize. And then finally, last resort, nothing else works, bankruptcy might be a consideration.
Yeah, and on the working with creditors, that's a good point. It costs a lot of money to take someone to court to collect debt.
Yeah, and it's just easier if you can settle it, but I do not recommend using any sort of debt settlement companies. They will scam you. It is not a good option.
Yeah, that is a good point. And with this, the main thing is bankruptcy should always be really that last thing you consider in all of this. Everything else is probably more productive than going through the bankruptcy process, although it can be helpful. It's probably better.
It's a good option for people, but I think a lot of people are hesitant to take it. But yeah, no, kind of definitely last resort if you can avoid it.
So for people that might not be aware, what is bankruptcy generally?
So bankruptcy is a court proceeding that allows someone in debt to restructure, discharge their debts, depending on the chapter. And basically the whole premise is to give people who are in over their heads a chance to get out of debt and have a fresh start.
So Julie, what is Chapter 12 bankruptcy, and are there any unique characteristics?
Yeah, so Chapter 12 is a bankruptcy chapter that's specifically designed for farmers and fishermen, and this was created by Congress in response to the farm crisis in the 1980s, when a lot of farms were going under. It allows them to continue operations while sorting out their debt, and that way farmers and fishermen, they don't have to miss an entire season's worth of income because they're trying to sort out their finances. It also has some unique debt consolidation provisions we'll probably get to later. And I guess finally, fun fact, it's the only even numbered bankruptcy chapter.
I didn't think about that, but it is. So that's all good points, Julie, on Chapter 12. So who qualifies for it and what are the legal requirements associated with Chapter 12?
So Chapter 12 is limited to commercial farmers and fishermen who generate more than half of their gross income from farming or fishing. So this doesn't cover hobby farmers or the weekend angler. Those that qualify, the law imposes different debt ceilings depending on your type of operation. So farms are going to be limited to $10 million, which was actually recently raised by Congress earlier this year. And 50% of their debt must be farm related. So you're looking at tractor loans or seeds bought on credit. And then looking at fishermen, they have a lower debt ceiling at just over $2 million. 80% of that needs to be business related. In addition, the farm can't have filed bankruptcy in the last 6 months and they need to attend a credit counseling from an approved agency about 180 days before filing. And if they say yes to all these questions, then they can qualify.
So how would a farmer or fisherman assess whether filing bankruptcy is the best option for their business? Because we kind of talked about some of the other stuff they can do, but how do they take into account if this would actually work for them?
So they need to really break out all of their financial records and assess the financial health of the business and try to determine whether they could handle a major unexpected expense, like having to replace the barn roof because it was damaged in a storm. So on a basic level, this is going to be calculating their debt to asset ratios for the last 4 years. And if their amount of debt exceeds their equity for multiple years, they may want to consider bankruptcy to make some of those debts easier.
So what types of debt are eligible for this?
So only business-related debts qualify. Consumer debts like credit cards, home mortgages, or auto loans aren't eligible under Chapter 12.
And then if a farmer or a fisherman decides to file for Chapter 12, what's that process? What are they going to look like? Because they're not going to walk through this alone. They'll probably walk through it with an attorney, we would hope. But
yeah, no, like really should focus on trying to get an attorney because this is a complex process. It is confusing and you could end up making it worse. Next, they'll have to fill out a really long form called a bankruptcy petition that goes over all of their financial information that will then be submitted to the court. After it's filed, a trustee, which is kind of like a case manager, will be assigned, and the trustee will immediately contact all of the creditors that were listed in the petition, and they'll tell the creditors that they have to stop trying to collect on the debts. This is called an automatic stay, which really gives debtors a breather because it makes it illegal for them to contact the debtor until the bankruptcy case is over. And then within 3 to 5 weeks, the court will schedule a 341 hearing where everyone will meet to go over the petition and discuss the proposed payment plan. And then a final plan will be submitted to the court within 90 days for approval, and then repayment starts.
Going into the repayment plan, how does that work? How does the repayment plan work?
So the goal is to restructure the debts to make them more manageable by spreading payments out over a fixed time or settling a portion of the loan. It's not really liquidation, which you would see in a Chapter 7. It's more about trying to repay everything back. So it'll lay out a schedule of fixed payments, and those will be made over a 3 to 5 year period until all of the debts are satisfied or discharged.
And then how are debts discharged?
So at the end of the repayment plan, any debts that aren't backed up by collateral, also called unsecured claims, will be discharged, and the farmer or fisherman will no longer be responsible to pay those back. One unique thing about Chapter 12 is that it allows some debts that are actually secured by collateral to be reduced, or what's also called crammed down. So for example, if a loan on a tractor is underwater because the remaining balance on the loan exceeds the value of the tractor, the difference between those can be crammed down, and the difference is then turned into an unsecured debt that can be discharged free and clear.
That is one very good unique feature. And then, you know, what happens if a farmer or fisherman can't make the repayments later on? The repayment plan really doesn't work for them.
Unfortunately, this is really common. It's sometimes pretty hard to make one of these repayment plans work out. But if they're struggling to repay, they can go back to court, try to restructure the plan, work something out with their creditors, or if there's no possible way they could ever repay, they might be eligible for a hardship discharge.
Thank you again for listening to the Maryland Risk Management Education Podcast. I have put Julie's contact info, mainly her email, down in the bottom. She is a law student that's graduated, looking for a job, studying for the bar, still doing research for me, but she's looking for something full time. So if you are looking to hire her in your firm, you should give her an email and get her resume. My contact info is down there as well. If you have questions or thoughts for future episodes, please get in touch with me. Again, thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.